Okay, continuing Simon Kufsam Aches. So Bob, Yeshayin Lasim Hanar Lashiva Neiris. There are those, that's what we were mentioning before. There are those that say you can make a menorah of seven neiris, the hainu shisha ve'igel, six in a circle. Ve'achavem, so one in the middle level. Harbe parsim oisim zois, but many hold that it's also. Meaning the reason why it would be mutter is because the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash was in a straight line, not in a circle. But many parsim say it's still also. Ve'yesh achav v'sofik iser d'iraisa. You hear that? We're talking about Isurei d'iraisa here. All right, so therefore you should not have a candelabra of seven. Zion, oisa shemen amishchav, you make oil, the maisa of a mishkal ha'amar v'tayra, with the weight and the way it was done in the Torah, chayat paras, the chayat paras, the b'shayu chayat patas, on the stage of chayat patas, which also has to be daily emotion, but that's only if you use it to anoint something. I mean, you're just using it for your menorah, that's fine. But oisa k'tayras, yud alas samanam shav v'tayra, if you make the k'tayras out of the 11, the 11, what do you call it? Incense, spices that are in the Torah, lefi mashkalos, according to the weight. Even if you only made it half or a third, chayav koros, he is chayav koros. Also, l'slamid ba, but if you made it to learn about it, then you would be potter. But potter is potter, but it's still also. Okay, Kuf Samach Tes, one of the more hot, actually hot button topics going on in women's how do you call it? Self-care. Isser Ksavis Kako Kriha Almeis. The Isser to write a tattoo and to damage the cervical of Almeis. Ksiba Taira Ksavis Kako Lissitnabafem. You should not put a tattoo on you. My service kaka, what does it mean a written tattoo? Ksav hamachukya v'shakur. It's engraved and sunken in. V'shein and nimchak lemon, that will never get erased. So it's permanent. Now, some want to say that when it says ksav hamachukya v'shakur, it has to be actually something written. But if it's just color, just like lines, then that's not a problem. That becomes that. We'll get back to that in a few minutes. But that's a major thing. That it only sounds like it's a ksav, right? Zeh asarid al basarid. So Woody, how do you do this? Asarid al basarid. You scratch the skin. Umamale makam masrita the kol, and then you put in, you know, you put in blue dye or b'diyah or other dyes. Abshatzivanu harashmim or any other color. B'chenim tzevei atchila b'tzeva. Or if you first color the skin, and after that you scratch the place where seva ever belav, you're ever on a lav. You are allowed to put ashes on a maka for refuah, even though the roshim is going to be left there. Because when you get a cut, you also there's some sort of there's a mark there. And that shows that you didn't do it for ksubas kaka. All right, so what does this have to do with nowadays? There's something called microblading and weaving and all sorts of stuff. And basically what it is that women, instead of having to put on makeup every day, they get a permanent makeup. Right? They take a black, let's say it's black makeup. They get a black, they do a black dye and they put it into their, let's say their eyes or their lips, and their lips stay red or redder, and their eyebrows. So can you do this? Can you not do it? So first of all, it's for beauty. It's not for any, it's, you're not coloring pictures. It's just, and it also doesn't last forever. It lasts a couple of years, but it doesn't last forever. So there are poskim that allow it. Most poskim say it's not allowed. So the way I personally go with it, and I didn't make this up, is that if you need it because it's to fix something that's damaged, so then it's okay. But if you just do it to enhance, then it's not okay. Fine. See, it says, for a scratch, for a nefesh, you shouldn't put in your balsam. you should not, means really, you should not cut yourselves, and you should not place on yourselves a bald spot between your eyes for the dead. And really, it's the same thing. It's also whether it's in front of the mace, whether it's not in front of the mace. And to hit yourself until you bleed is also asr, even on any other time. I mean, it doesn't have to only be for death. Let's say your sports team lost or whatever it is. So then you just, you're not allowed to cut yourself. This, unfortunately, is also a big issue nowadays with more of with women cutting themselves. Karcha means to make bald. That's if you pull the hair from your head on the mace. So people decide achas ikisur. Even if you just pull out one hair, it's also. Women are also warned about making themselves bald. And we call shekem b'bal yisur to, and for sure that they can't cut themselves. Wow. Right, that's a big subject, but he only has two. He sees him by they see him payas the rosh shem shtayim. Right, there's two things what we call payas. The sefer rosh for whom makom chibur lelechi, it's the end of the head where it attaches to the jaw, which is around the ear. Yamin and small eyes, both on the right and the left side, next to the ear. And even to cut them with a scissors like a razor, close to the basar, right? There are those that say it's awesome. Right? Now you see the lashon here? Meaning, he's saying just even to just take them off with the scissors, like a razor, right? And you're leaving nothing there. There are those that ask it. It's only yeshayser. Therefore, he has to shave it for refuah purposes. Yizar shalei legafam samach lebaser mamish. Don't shave it close to the baser mamish. The shear of peyam mikineged seir shal padachtei. The shear of the peyas is opposite the hair that's on your forehead. Bad lamatim in eyes and till below the ear. Makom shalechi atachtin yaitzen esparachom, where the lechi atachtin goes and separates. Right. I just don't want to say the wrong thing. Right, so that's what it is. Meaning, is it a problem to shave? It's only a problem to shave the payas, or meaning to make sure there's no hair there, or is there also an isser of shaving? So basically, he's saying yesh oisrim, that even if you're not shaving, that's a problem. But there are those that say that if you don't actually shave it, then you're going to be okay. And it's not usr, right? So therefore, when you see people that their pay is a little bit not too great, then there are shitas that hold that it's okay. But there are, I mean, it's not, it's a minority of shitas. I don't know, it's a minority, but lemaisa. Okay, we'll see when we do we'll do the shaving of the face and we'll do the comparison. Okay, we'll stop over there. Right, is that what we're doing? I think that's what you said, right?
I was driving Kuf Ayin Aleph Aleph, yes.
Yeah, okay.
I'm listening, but I'm not following what's going on inside.
All right. Okay, everybody should have a fine night. And Zagazun.
Thank you very much.
All right. Good enough. Good job.
Rabbi, I got it. I sent it in. I'm going to have to make sure that it's okay.
Okay, I appreciate it. Thank you.
No problem.
All right. Mm-hmm. Thank you.